It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? Your boy, Ike Feldman, is back for another amazing episode of the Iketagon. Ton of local guys, three to be specific, whom I really respect. Christian Carlo, Kamal Dunkley, and of course, my main man, my brother in arms. Enjoy this interview with Donald D. Money right now.
It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? Your boy, Ike Feldman, is back. Local fights going on. We had Flex Fight Series last week. Moving forward, fast forward, one more weekend, one Saturday. June 24th, 6 p.m. this Saturday, Westbury, New York, Combat at the Freaking Space. No, it doesn't have freaking in the name. It is just Combat at the Space. Lou Neglia's, Ray Longo, I believe. And if you guys do not know, you should know, one of the young local killers who will take over the local scene. He's already gaining fans, and I'm sure groupies already. He will take over the regional scene, and of course, you better believe he's going to be a worldwide recognizable figure. Donald D. Money Arena at Donnie A. MMA on Instagram. We got to get him sponsors. This kid is white hot, as they say. It's not a racial term. It means it's like the ultimate hot thing. You guys got to get on the D Money train because he's on a skyrocket to the space. Sky's the limit for my man, Donald. He's like a brother to me, a younger brother. Donald, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? I appreciate you getting me on. I've known you for a little while now from being around at the gym. You're great to be around, always bringing such good energy, supported me from day one, always believed in me since day one, you do a great job of what you do. And I know that the sky is also the limit for you. And I appreciate the kind words.
Damn, dog. This is about me. This is about you. But I do appreciate it. And as I said before we hit record, it takes the emotion level, the excitement level to another level. Whenever I know somebody that I'm about to record with, and I do appreciate the kind words, but my man, the spotlight is you. You are calm, but those should not be mistaken. You are a ferocious warrior. I put on my Instagram, I truly respect you, not only for how you carry yourself around competition, but for the ferocity that you bring into battle, into the fight night. Where does that ferocity come from?
The simple answer is from, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, I've been through some dark, tough times in my life. I've been wrestling since I'm 6 years old, boxing since I'm 10, wrestling under Pete Patrico out of Levittown, boxing under Kevin Collins, Westbury Boxing Gym. And, my father he fought in the Golden Gloves. Since I'm a little kid, there ain't nothing on in my house besides MMA, Bellator, UFC, PFL, boxing, kickboxing. I just come from a fight household, I've been through some dark times in my life and have strayed away from training and all, and it's led me down some dark paths, but, through finding Jesus Christ, I was able to, get my life on track, and now I'm all in, balls to the wall with this fight stuff, and, I plan on being a world champion,
Wow. And I had this question a little lower. I wanted to get to this because it's a very important question for me. But you laid it out there beautifully. Your ferocity comes from your strength and your faith. You have extremely powerful faith. And what role does it play in your life on a daily basis, if you could dive a little deeper for that?
Yeah, for sure. basically, you know, everybody in life has to, you know, we in a sense we're, you know, given a deck of given cards, we're dealt cards in life, right? And we got to do the most with what we can, right? And through my relationship with my higher power, I have basically been able to, you know, turn my will over to him. And basically, I feel that I am a card, that God is playing the hand, and that I'm born to do this. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people, you know, however they figure out in life, this is what they want to do. I, you know, am told by my personal higher power, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has told me that this is what I was born to do. I truly believe this is what I'm born to do, and that, you know, this is just gonna, you know, my fight career is gonna be enabled me to help many people, help my loved ones, help. Of course, I gotta help myself first, but I'm gonna be in a position where I could just do amazing, beautiful things. And you know, you ain't never gonna see me walking around. When I do get big, diamond chained out, I'm always gonna have my rosary on. You know what I mean? I'm always gonna remain humble, and I'm here because I'm chasing legacy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not chasing money. They call me D Money. You know, my energy is money. You know what I'm saying? I don't need the paper. I want gold. I want gold belts. I want to, you know, help other fighters coming up, other people that are going through the struggle, gone through the struggle. You know, people. You know, all types of people. But yeah, I truly believe that this is what I'm put on this earth to do. And you know, I'm gonna go balls to the wall, I'm coming for a world title, you know.
Incredible. And Donald Arena again fights this Saturday, Combat at the Space, June 24th, 6 p.m. Follow him on Instagram at Donnie, capital A, MMA. It's a great follow. Passionate. If you guys can't hear it in his words.
Lowercase A. I apologize.
Lowercase A.
Donnie A,
My
MMA,
apologies.
lowercase A. My
I did decent in English, and that was my best subject.
yeah, I wasn't so good in school.
Now, did you beat me in summer school record? I had three straight years summer school. Did you beat that record?
No, I think I had 2 straight years. So you got
Okay.
me beat on that one.
My nephew, he had three, and then he had like a half. It was like a Zoom summer school. I was like, all right, I'll give you the 0.5.
Right, I'll tell you one thing. They never let me on field trips, though.
Ooh, is that
They
why? Were you
graduate.
like running off? Were you like running off on field trips? Tell me now. I gotta know why you
Nah,
weren't on
it's
field
just
trips.
they, you know, I was just always being a knucklehead, you know, getting in trouble, you know, in school. And they were basically just telling me, like, yeah, man, you ain't coming on the field trip, you know.
Amazing. Now you're I don't know. The now dad's got to tell you you're not allowed in this house with my daughter. Oh man, I'm
Yeah,
sure
man.
that like and we mentioned we got. Even though I'm joking and have fun right now, it's like, man, you said some comment on Saturday when we were just spitting the bit, just talking a little bit at the Flex Fight event. I got into a car accident that day. Spoiler alert if my family's watching. Now you guys know why I was late. You said, Ike, you did foxhole praying in the moment. I go, oh my God. And that has stuck with me since. I've been up and down ladders, doing some electrical work to pay the bills. And while I'm working, all I'm thinking about is obviously just fights. And then I'm thinking about, yeah, that was a foxhole praying. And I try to be consistent and pray 3 to 4 times a day. And even if I'm in public, just try to not like stick it in people's face, but maybe just be strong to myself, do a little blessing across my chest, and before I consume whatever meal I'm about to consume, just to be humble about it or be present or whatever. But man, it takes a lot for somebody to like wire something into my thinking, especially when it comes to faith. So, man, I do respect you on many levels. Something to spin it back to a little lightheartedness. I saw you said on Instagram, you're like, I had to drag my dad to church. Man, I'm trying to do the same thing with my pops. Take me through that on Father's Day.
Right. You know, every Sunday I go to church.
Wow.
I pray a lot, you know, and one thing I want to say about the praying is, you know, you don't have to always get down on your knees every time you pray. You don't have to always, like you said, rub it in somebody's face or whatever it may be. But, you know, I have a relationship with God. You know, I say the you know, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit in my head. Sometimes in the morning I get on my knees and I pray every day multiple times a day. You know, but you know, talk to God, have a relationship with God, thank Him. You know, don't only go to God when you need Him. Go to God every day and thank Him. Show Him how grateful you are. Believe me, God can handle the F bomb. You know what I mean? I don't curse much, but I'm saying talk to God, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank Him. And you know, every Sunday I go to church, you know, and 99.9% of the time my mother comes with me. She really, really enjoys church. You know, it's wow. been a great thing for the both of us. And, you know, it's just a great reset, you know, on Sunday, start your week off the right way, say some prayers, you know. And, you know, on Father's Day in the morning, I'm going to church normally, like I do with my mother. And I'm like, yo, Dad, you coming to church today? And he's like, nah, man, you guys go enjoy yourself. I'm like, yo, it's Father's Day, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a Father's Day mass. Get your behind over to the church. You know what I mean? And let's go enjoy ourselves. It's only an hour out of your day. You know, I mean, God gives, you know, it's a blessing to wake up today. So, you know, go to church and be closer to God, you know? And I was like, you're coming, basically. It's Father's Day and you're coming.
Now, I've heard this saying that there's followers, there's leaders. Like, you, my friend, are our leader. It now from me, and I hope my dad doesn't watch. He definitely is not watching this, but my mother is the strongest person in my life, man. And I don't know, is that the same for you?
I would agree. Same.
Unbelievable.
For me.
Unbelievable, man. We got the same freaking Nate Diaz poster. Yeah. We got the same strong mother. It's like, dude, no joke. My dad is an Israeli militant from Israel, came to this country, did electric, hard man. And my mother could just break him in half. And she's just, her faith is so strong. And it's like, wow. Amazing, Donnie. D-Money fighting the combat at the space this Saturday, man. I really do respect you.
Thank you. It goes both ways, my brother. Both ways.
Incredible. All right. Let's spin it forward to some fights, because that is what you do, man. That is going to put bread on the table. That is going to pay the bills for you. Even though I feel like in some other alternative universe, it's not about the money, as you said. It's not about anything. It's just a representation and expression of you. So before the unimportant, the freaking paper that so many people kill for, comes your expression this Saturday night. Please describe for the audience your skill set. Now, you hit like a Mack truck. I mean, you're fighting at 140. You hit like a freaking a welterweight. You have a gas tank. You have the cardio of a freaking demon, man. You just, I'm known to have like a great gas tank. I'm like, dude, this kid is freaking working. Where does this come from, man? And if you can better describe your skill set for the audience.
Right. I would describe my skill set as extremely well-rounded, you know.
I agree.
Good striking, you know, good boxing, good high kicks, you know, very good grappling. I would say that I'm known as a grappler, you know, in the gym and around, you know, my loved ones and everything. I'm known as a grappler. I've been wrestling since anything else. I've done some jiu-jitsu and everything like that, some boxing. Smokers and everything like that, but I just feel I could end the fight anywhere it goes, whether it be from standing up, whether it be with a right hand, a left hook, a high kick with the right foot, the left foot, a liver kick, take you down, get on top, you know, ground and pound, submit you from the top, off my back, submit you from off my back, sweep you. I just, you know, in a very humble way, I just feel like I could end the fight no matter where it goes, and not to mention I got a pretty good chin. You're gonna have to hit me with some shit, you know, put me out. So
yeah, and you are athletic, man. It's like you spring in, you spring out, you're fast, cardio. I feel like, man, you are one of Long Island's like most lethal weapon, man. And that's saying a lot, considering that we've had some freaking badass world champs come from this island where people are supposed to sell real estate or supposed to like I don't know, be lawyers or doctors or work construction. It's like to have this or play golf every day of the week. Like to have you, man, it, like be like, I just, the talent, the potential is unstoppable. In my mind, and this is not a bad thing, this is just, is how powerful you are, that like temptation will try to pull you. Like the biggest enemy is the man in the mirror.
I couldn't have said it any better myself, man. You know,
dude, and, I see nothing like you. I'm going to get your autograph now for my kid, man. He's 2 years old. I'm going to have you sign like some like MMA glove for him, because that thing, it's like, I don't see a hole in your game mentally, physically, spiritually. Am I wrong? Nate Diaz agrees. But it's just,
yes.
Will your mom always tell you the truth? Because if she's your leader in a sense, or the person you're strongest person that you respect the most, will she give it to you straight? Like when you're holding a belt over your shoulder, and maybe it's like, it's hard for a coach to tell you something new. Will your mom give it to you straight?
My mom always gives it to me straight. Always, you know, she doesn't sugarcoat it. She's always on my side, you know, wrong, right, indifferent. She's always got my back, but she's going to tell me how it is. And, you know, some people tell me like, oh, your mother comes and watches you fight. Like she could handle that. My mom's screaming, knock him out. Like my mom's telling me like, yo, first round KO, let's go. Like that's my mom, you know, like, and I promised my mother a first round KO. A lot of people are expecting a submission. I'm going to take what I could get, but I'm looking to knock this man out.
Yo, incredible, incredible. So I'm going to try to like seek out Mama D Money. Man, maybe if she's open to get an interview, ask her like,
oh yeah, she would love it.
Oh, amazing, amazing, man. Again, I got to try to, I don't know, sneak it through the AC vent to get into that, but I'll figure it out. But I'm just pumped for you, man. What is your long-term goal? They call this MMA a sport. I to call it a sport, I think, underappreciates what it is for the people who do it and for the people who consume it on a weekly, daily basis. I don't know. It's like a true expression of like human being. I think there's nothing higher how humans can like physically express themselves than without, I don't know, anything crazy. Like MMA is just beautiful. What is your long-term goal in this beautiful thing we call mixed martial arts?
The short answer for you is a UFC title. The UFC title, you know. I live this, you know what I'm saying? It's a lifestyle, you know. Long after my fight days are over, it's going to be, you know, still staying around the game, you know. Until the day I drop, I'm going to be around this game. I'm going to live this life. Like we say at the gym all the time, we live this shit, you know what I mean? So, I'm not going nowhere. I got tons of fights ahead of me. You know, I got a ton of people I'm going to help out. I know there's a ton of people that are continue to help me. I'm so beyond blessed to be part of Cerro Longo fight team. I mean, it's, in my opinion, the best team in the world, the best guys, the coolest people, the most humble people. Not even to sit there and name names. We got champions. We got so many guys in the UFC, guys fighting in Bellator, guys fighting in the PFL, and just everybody from day one has just been so good to me. So I'm going to just always fight my hardest, you know, put my will over to my higher power, and I'm, you know, live my life. It's God's plan. You know, I like you said, stay away from all the temptations, all the BS, and just stay focused, you know, tunnel vision. And, you know, I'm coming for a UFC title, man.
Beautifully said, man. And again, Donald D Money Arena fights this Saturday. Combat at the Space, June 24th, 6 p.m. Get your tickets now or in person. Follow Donnie on Instagram at DonnieAMMA. Mm. Now, I feel like, man, I just saw you come in the gym once, and maybe I was just doing my elliptical and just, I don't know, just jumping jacks and just being weird in a corner or something. But I saw you come into the gym, street clothes. Dude, everybody just gravitates to you. And it wasn't even a sparring day. You're just talking, man. And it's like, these relationships will go beyond the gym. You know, people call it a team. It's closer to a family because teams, they have seasons and they stop and then they go their own direction. They come together. Like, this is something different, man. Who in the gym, and it could be several people, it could be everybody, it could be, I don't know, whoever you want to name, give a shout out to the gym that just holds a special place in your heart. I don't think there's any other way to put it.
You know, there's a lot of guys over there, but you know, from day one, Matt Frivola, Justin Montalavo, you got a shirt on right now, you know, Angel Fabregas, Steve Lee, you know, Ray Panza, Mike Curiel, Felix Perez, and you know, there's so many guys, so many guys. But to give a short list of, on the top of my head, I would say those guys.
It is, it's not just a gym, it's a family. I mean, I assume your mother's an amazing cook.
Yeah, she is. She makes some of the best pasta and meatballs you could ever have, man.
And I told Ray, I was like, Ray, my mom makes some makes a mean chicken parm, man. We'll have to do maybe like a Sunday dinner at the gym one day, break out the long tables, get the catering going with the mamas. My mom always said she's like, a way to my son's heart is through his stomach.
Got that right.
Damn straight, man. So I don't know if you're dating or you're swiping left or swiping right, but whoever you land on, man, they got to cook for the Don.
I can't cook, man, so they definitely got to cook.
Now, we don't need you being a welterweight, but like...
No. No.
Well, all right, man. How do you see this fight playing out on Saturday? And any shout-outs if you got? Oh, am I losing you?
Are you?
Hello?
You hear me?
We got you. We got you. All right, real quick.
Okay.
How do you see this fight playing out?
I see it being a first-round KO. First-round KO. That's how I see it planning out. You know, he's going to get finished. It's just a matter of how. But, yeah, I see a first-round KO. And I definitely want to shout out Marcus Reed, who's fighting for the title, 135 bantamweight, one of my best training partners, who I did not mention before because, like I said, I'm going to forget a bunch of people. But Marcus Reed and my guy Tom Beethoven, the grappler, making his MMA debut, be the first fight of the night. I think he's going to absolutely kill it. And, yeah.
My man Donald D-Money. At Donnie A MMA on Instagram. I do appreciate the time, my brother. I will be there in person. I will move tectonic plates, whatever I got to do to get in the building, man, to see you compete. I could just feel your freaking energy through the Instagram, seeing your highlights in the previous fight. I will be in the building for this, man. Believe me, you're going to have an army behind you. With or without me, you're going to have an army. So it's not like I make the army, but you're
need you there, brother.
A little bigger.
You're there.
I'll bring the megaphone. I'll bring the phone.
I know you are.
Donnie. They're like, sir, you got to get. I go, no, I'm here for Donnie. But my man, I really do appreciate the time. And I truly mean everything I said. Respect, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. God bless. And I'll see you Saturday. Let's go.
It's time to step inside the Octagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? Your boy, Ike Feldman, is back. It is a jam-packed episode of the Octagon. We just had on Donnie D-Money, who fights this Saturday, Combat at the Space. We're gonna rewind. That's a rewind sound effect to this past Saturday, Flex Fight Series 24, if I remember. And y'all will never forget. Y'all will always remember this 5-second knockout. It better be on SportsCenter's top 10 already. I gotta keep emailing those folks over at Bristol, Connecticut. But Kamal Dunkley at Get Up and Grind. Substitute the G's for sixes, and you can follow him on Instagram, a mutant MMA product. Right now, he's getting inked up by Rich Rodriguez, or aka Dick Rod, ridiculous underscore ink on Instagram. My man Kamal, I appreciate your energy and I appreciate your time. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing all right. Can't complain. Doing super, super well. Just living life, man.
Yeah, that, to say the least, man, this is like one of the first in like interview histories in ink while getting an interview. Can you explain what type of art you're getting on your body right now or your canvas?
Right now I'm getting this this Aquafina. It's a warrior tribal symbol. It means courage, heroism, and honor. I don't know if you guys can see it. Well, yeah, getting that done. And then I got
Let me zoom in. I'll put you on solo mode. All right.
Yeah, so I got this right here done.
Woo! And again, shout outs to Rich Rodriguez, aka Dick Rod, RIDICK, Ulis underscore Inc. on Instagram. Man, you represented all of that. Courage, honor, and there was one more. I'm sorry if I missed it.
Oh, sorry. And strength.
Courage, honor, strength. You represented all of that and more at Flex Fight Series. Man, I was there with my brother, and it's always fun to watch sometimes. Sometimes it could be the worst thing in the world to watch MMA with people who know absolutely dick, and it could just be absolutely frustrating. But sometimes it could also be like very enjoyable to either, I don't want to sound like condescending, to educate, but to like just see their perspective. Like they know movies, mm-hmm. and now they get to see fights for real. And I was there with my brother. He saw you in the lead up to before the bell rang to get the fight on the way. He goes, yeah, that dude's winning. I go, wait, you don't even want to know why I think he's going to win? He goes, no, that dude's winning. I go, amazing. And it's like, I was like, why? He goes, dude, he was bringing like a wave of energy in there. I go, I agree with that. Is that something that you feel in there? Is that something that you felt in there this past Saturday night? Just being just like overwhelming your opponent, being bigger than your actual being?
I mean, in some sense, yes, but then, you know, we do a lot of training, and a lot of it is to be cool and calm in the chaos, you know? So it kind of, once I step inside the cage and those doors close, all that stuff is like white noise, you know? It doesn't click to me. All I hear is my coach's voice, you know, and just my team, really, because they're gonna see more things than I can, and I know I just learned how to zone in on that. To be honest with you, everything else just becomes white noise. But yes, leading up to it, get right before the cage. Yes, you can feel that energy for sure. But you just gotta learn how to dial it down. That's the most important part.
Now, did you have a sports background? Baseball, basketball, football. Like, was there a way like that you can kind of filter out noise, or is this just fighting is your end all be all?
Actually, basketball, ball was life for a little while. I played that all through, like, I mean, pretty much up to college. And then I went to Nassau, and I met Bruce and Pat Day, and I saw the gloves, the golden gloves, and I'm like, I want a pair of those so bad. And they were like, come down to the gym. And then, so I went down to the gym, Free Pro PAL, shout out them. And I boxed for so long, and I just fell in love with it. I mean, I just come into the gym one day and I heard like to the left of me, just boom, 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 mad hard. And I'm looking and I see Patrick Day just hitting the bag. And I'm like, yo, I want to get like that. Like,
R.I.P.
So R.I.P. And then I just boxed for like 8 to 10 years pretty much. And then my gym was going through renovations, and my boy Zach Bloomberg, shout out to Zach, he pretty much told me, come down to the gym, come down to Mutant, you'll love it. Da, da, da. And I'm like, at this point I'm like, I'm gonna go with boxing pretty much. And then I didn't have anywhere to train, so I'm like, you know what? Whatever. I'm gonna go down there. I went down to Mutant, and that was all she wrote. It's been a year since, and I've been, this is it for me. This was made for me. Like, the essence of me is in here, and I'm ready to rock and roll with it.
I believe that, man. That's no joke. That's a pretty extensive, like, that's like the D1 of like wrestling. Like, there's a lot of people who wrestle like 8 to 10 years. Doing that in the sweet science is pretty freaking incredible and respectable. I myself jumped in the boxing recently. It is no joke, man. It is its own sport. I respect you guys. And I knew you had some type of boxing background. The way you got your left shoulder, it, like, you got your head like nestled like into your shoulder, and the way you delivered the jab, like upward, like, I was like, damn, I go, that you don't see that in MMA that often. Excellent. Nah. Man. And my apologies, but are all the past performances, are they via the hands?
Actually, no, my last bout, the TKO with a teeth to the stomach.
What? Oh my god, you got the jab of kickboxing then.
Exactly. I was hoping to, you know, let some of those things go, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. What happened happened. I can't take that back, and I mean, I wouldn't want to take it back. It was great. It was a good time in and out of there. I like to be as safe as possible, and you know, that's the safest it gets right there. So
incredible. Again, we're being joined by Kamal Dunkley at Get Up and Grind. Substitute the G's for sixes on Instagram. Product of Mutant MMA. Right now, he's getting inked up via Rich Rodriguez or Dick Rod at Ridiculous_Inc. on Instagram. Get to see all the beautiful art that we see on Kamal's canvas. You can see on other people's canvas. This past Saturday, Kamal's canvas was the Flex Fight Series canvas. Man, if you're just completely blinders up and you're not feeling it, man, you are on a rocket ship. And I'm sure Flex is understanding they got something here, something very special in your talent. And I hope they see this interview. And you guys are working with the D1, like borderline pro level of hands in MMA. I know you guys are gonna recognize this. Let's get some hype videos for the next bout. I mean, I told my brother, I was like, yeah, he could fight in 20 minutes. Like, dude, you did.
Oh yeah, I was ready.
No joke, man. Seriously.
Put me back in there. I don't care. I'm ready to rock, man.
I believe it, man. Your energy was beautiful. The Stereo Garden was loving it. You were not shying away from the common folk. You know, you were like taking pictures, hugging, loving, and everybody appreciates them, man. Is there somebody that you idolize that is a people person, whether it's a parent, brother, a teacher? Like, where does that, like, that being so personable come from?
You know, I was always this way when I was younger. I could always make friends with anybody. I just feel like, you know, we're on this earth, not for long, not for too long, but, you know, we gotta be able to get along with each other, you know, at least ask the questions, how are you doing, and the, are you okays? It go a long way, you know what I mean? And you know, you said something about the common folk, but in all actuality, without them, you know, I couldn't get any bigger than I am now. And I'm going to continue to need their support. And, you know, hopefully more people want to rock out with T.I. but yeah, I mean, it's a give and take.
Now, is this Mutant MMA? Can you drop the owner's name?
Oh, Tango.
Is this Coach Tango and Mutant MMA's first facility, or did Coach Tango start and this is the second Mutant MMA? Give me
they
some
had,
background.
Because
he's developing a freaking army, man.
They had That's for sure. That's the brotherhood right there. They know what's up.
100%.
But yeah, he had another facility out in Oceanside. I mean, this was before COVID, I'm sure. And I think once COVID hit, it kind of like, you know, kind of dwindled down. We had to get a smaller space. And now we're still in Oceanside. We're just on Long Beach Road, a little closer to, like, I guess, Sunrise Highway. He used to be like further down than like in an industrial place in Oceanside.
Okay. My point is, dude, the warehouse is coming. Like, I had the beautiful opportunity. So. I had the beautiful opportunity to go out to Denver to see Factory X, Coach Montoya, and everything they're doing over there. Man, Mutant MMA, I'm like, there's the stories where people invent these apps and they're like worth billions of dollars. Like, and they talk about that they were doing like their app in like a closet size apartment.
Yep.
Not saying Mutant MMA is a closet right now, but I'm saying like the $1 billion app is coming. Like, you guys are like energizing, like, just it's incredible. And like, I want
Absolutely.
The local scene, the regional scene, the states, the world to know that, like, Law's on the map, duh. LIMMA is on the map, duh. Belmore Kickboxing on the map, duh. But Mutant MMA, man, you're one of the founders. You're one of the pioneers. Shout out to the Sultans. Shout out to La Mantilla.
Yes.
Shout out to future guest, Christian Carlo. I have to ask you to tell me some like funny story before I interview Christian in a couple minutes. Dude, like, are you guys feeling this? Are you guys feeling this? Like, what's happening?
I mean, yo, we go out there, and at the end of the day, you know, those are my brothers, and we all got each other's back, no matter what. Win, lose, draw, we here to rock out for each other, you know. And I feel like that's the lost art in itself, loyalty. Without that, I mean, the ship just crashes, you know. I'm very proud, and like, I'm blessed to have, you know, to have these people in my life, because I already know they're gonna ride out whenever, and that's what we do, man. Mutant Army, we ride out.
I believe that, man. I have a friend who's in Oceanside. I'm like, dude, stop, get off your ass with the remote job, go down to Mutant MMA, get some training in. I'm not saying that you gotta knock out somebody in 5 seconds in one of the craziest build up and then like just boom, the top went off the building. I'm not saying for you to do that, but get off your ass, have some fun, and go train with Mo Sultan, man. In my opinion, Mo, and it's so funny, Mo sees me, he's like, hey, what's up, Big Ike? I go, I'll take the compliment. Thank you. I appreciate it. You,
Big Ike.
You are a mammoth, Mo. You are a mammoth. Dude, you are a big Mo. Yo. Like, I don't, like, he is, like, in back at 1,000 years ago, he would swing, like, a 50-pound sword. Like, I was like, my dude, you are a gorilla.
Yo, shout out to Moto, because, you know, again, he helps a lot. And my past two fights, he does pad work for me in the back. Wow. And we literally for the past two fights, whatever we drilled in the back is exactly how it went down in the fight. Exactly. Wow. That. And that's a testament to, you know, just believing in your team too. Like, They see things and just listen.
Would you say that Mo is like a captain? Like one of the captains at Mutant?
I could say that for sure. Definitely. I mean, we all, you know, look up to him too for advice, for
literally
for everything, pretty much. You know, he's there, another dependable guy. Like, you can't overshadow that or take that. Each part of the Mutant Army, they do a separate job and they do it well. And collectively, you know, it's a force to be reckoned with. So you got to know that.
Are you picking any advice you can from somebody maybe who wrestled high-level high school level, or maybe purple belt jiu-jitsu? Like, are you sharing your ocean of boxing knowledge with them? Are you guys, like, sharing like that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I can learn anything from anyone. I mean, you were even talking about Christian Carlo. This guy loves freaking going for the feet. He's an ankle lock guy, and he does it so smooth, you know. And we always joke about it because it's like, you want to do something else? You're just gonna grab my feet all the time when we're training. But again, you know, him doing that, I learned how to escape. I learned what to look for. You know, it's each one teach one at that place. I mean, we learn a lot. We learn a lot from each other. We got George. He's got judo. You know, he's got wrestling. He's got my wrestling 10 times better. 10 times better than I. And I can't wait to showcase this stuff. You know, I could talk about it as much as I, till I'm blue in the face, but you know, I wanna definitely showcase it inside that cage. And hopefully sometime soon I can. we're looking to keep the ball rolling. You know, I wanna keep fighting. But I'm probably gonna train for a couple months. I'm looking at September, maybe October. But you know, I'll talk to my coaches and we'll see what's up.
Incredible. And is there something? Are you still playing hoops in between camps? Or is
yeah, yeah. I'm still shooting hoops here and there.
Out of 20 free throws, how many can you make?
Out of 20, I'm probably going, like, right now, since I've been a little rusty, probably like 15 for 20.
Ooh, okay. Out of 10 3-pointers.
I'm going 8 for 10. 8 for 10.
Okay, corner shot, key, or at the top of the key?
We can alternate.
Okay. Do you hands down just beat everybody at Mutant in basketball?
Definitely. None of them are even coming close to beating me in basketball.
Oh my God. Incredible.
They can quote this.
I'm going to look Issa in the eyes and be like, yo, Issa, I don't know, man. You're going to get crossed up? You got defense? You got lateral movement?
I'll tell you. I don't know. I don't know. They're going to get shifted up. I'm like that. I'm really him.
I'm him. I love that. Yo, somebody needs to make that a shirt. In your opinion, has, for me, baseball, football, throwing the ball constantly, it really helped with, like, rotator cuff. I believe, like, Justin Gaethje or Fedor or Dan Henderson, those people with those rights, they had to be throwing baseballs, or I don't know what they do in Russia, but it's like it looks like he's got, like, some type of throwing background. In your opinion, has basketball helped your fighting? And if so, how?
Well, basketball's helped me a lot, you know, even just about life. So I would say absolutely. Everything is a repetitional thing, you know, and that's what I did. I took the time out to actually work on the fundamentals of boxing, you know, throwing the right hand consistently. And it wasn't fast. It would be just drills, literally drills. And just when you drill it and 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 drill it, and you make it second nature, you know, the power will come from the technique. So, yeah, and that's why they say drillers make killers. You know, that's what we do. We drill and kill over there. So that's the repetition is the most important part. Consistency, doing that, and yeah, we can't be stopped.
There we go. There's your merch or clothing line, Drill and Kill.
Drill and Kill.
you could get Major Payne or the dude from Metal Gear Jacket. Like,
that'd be dope.
Amazing, amazing, man. Again, guys are being joined by Kamal Dunkley. Follow him on Instagram. Get up and grind. Substitute the G's for sixes. He's a product of Mutant MMA. Right now, he's getting inked up by Rich Rodriguez, a.k.a. Dick Rod, at Ridiculous_Inc. I love it. Incredible. Again, thank you for the time. My last thing, Kamal, I really do appreciate the time. What does the future hold for you in this beautiful thing we call mixed martial arts?
Again, I will keep training hard. I want to definitely fight for a flex amateur belt, win that, and then go pro. And hopefully, you know, get to the big show. We're just gonna go hard and you know, take it one day at a time. And yeah,
incredible. From your mouth to God's ears, I believe it, man. I know you believe it. You are Absolutely. A wave of energy. And just seem like a good time. I definitely don't want to stare across the cage from you or the ring. maybe the court. We might have to do some like filming
we
on
it. We can hoop. I'm with it, big guy. We can hoop.
Yo, get 2-on-2. Get Mo. Get the sultans. And
yeah, let's do it.
Oh my god. Well, I appreciate the time. Thank you, Mr. Rich, for being so cool and doing what you do while we're recording. Guys, thank you very much, and good luck to you and everything that the future holds, Kamal. I will talk to you soon, and I promised Issa I will be in person soon.
Oceanside, all right, cool. New York. Yo, shout out to Big Ike, man, holding it down for all Long Island MMA sports. Yo, you guys need to hop on this wave right here, man. He's a different dude. He's the man. Thank you very much again, man, for the opportunity.
No problem. I'm definitely not going to edit that out, but I do appreciate that.
nah, you deserve it. You deserve it, man. You work hard, yo. That's for sure.
Tell my father.
And we all see it.
I got daddy issues. Tell my father that. He goes, my dad's from Israel. He's like, what the hell do you do on your Saturday night? You need to be with wife. You need to be with kids.
You're working hard. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand. Man.
He's like, why the hell are you wearing a Hawaiian shirt? I go, no, it's work. It kind of. It's network. No, he goes, a Hawaiian shirt? You lie. Kamal, I love you. I love Mutant MMA.
Love you too,
and again,
Thank
my brother,
you.
I appreciate the time.
Thank you again, man. Thank you again.
Did you hydrate? Good. Get ready for another round inside the Octagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? Like I said, a jam-packed episode. We spoke to Donnie D-Money at the top of the show. I'm going to give away the name. We spoke to Kamal Dunkley previously. What an incredible interview while he was getting inked up. And now we are speaking with Flex Fight Series 24 submission winner, slick off his back, Mr. Christian Carlo. We will have to ask him about a nickname if we can come up with a nickname over the course of this interview. Follow him on Instagram at CRS354_. He is a product of Mutant MMA Fighter. Guys, just the list of fighters that come from that gym is just jam-packed. You guys know that my relationship with the Sultans. I've got more and more familiar with Darren LaMantilla. Obviously, we just heard Dunkley. And now we head to Double C, Mr. Christian Carlo. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I really like the lighting. The setup is beautiful, man. It's fantastic. Thumbs up for that. Believe me, I've seen some bad setups. And the Wi-Fi is good, right now. Kamal and Donnie, the Wi-Fi has been like a hope and pray game. But, man, it wasn't a lay and pray game for you this past Saturday. Incredible performance, man. It is right off the bat. Is jiu-jitsu your main background? Did you start in jiu-jitsu? Did you start in MMA? Can you take me through your martial arts background?
So karate in like first grade, second grade, and then I stopped martial arts altogether. I just I don't know. I think my parents took me out because I was like picking on kids or something. And then taekwondo freshman year through sophomore year of high school, and then I started MMA a little bit, but I didn't really train like that. It was just kind of like a fun thing, and but I've always carried those crazy kicks from karate and taekwondo through me, like all through these years. I've always been acrobatic. So I don't know, one day, I would like to say maybe 3 years since high school, I decided to pick up MMA again. And the jiu-jitsu, I don't know, people tell me I'm a wizard on the ground, especially off my back. That just kind of like, it just came to me. I think the thing was I always... coach always tells me that a lot of people, especially, guys in MMA and jiu-jitsu, they're very upper body heavy. Like, they're always using their arms and stuff. And it wasn't the case for me. I immediately knew, like, everything's got to be hips and legs. So I think that's where my early jiu-jitsu success came from, is that. But, yeah, no jiu-jitsu when I was a kid, man. Just straight striking, like martial arts.
Who would you say... I don't know. Would you say your taekwondo is like a Yair Rodriguez? Would you say your karate is like a Wonder Boy? Was it that traditional?
I would say it was. It was pretty traditional. But I never tried to fight like that in MMA because I'd watch UFC, so I knew that wasn't like the ideal way to go about MMA, except for people like Yair Rodriguez and Wonder Boy. Those guys are, what's it called? Can't think of the word, but they're different. I always try to just listen to my coach, fight the way I feel I should be fighting. And I just kind of developed this style where, if you could see in the fight, I have great kickboxing, but I can do everything, and I can use everything when I need to. And that includes, off my back, going to a triangle, switch to an armbar, get the finish. And that's it.
So that's pretty incredible. Again, we're being joined by Christian Carlo on Instagram at CRS354_. That's pretty incredible then that you have solid kickboxing, that your coach is calling you a wizard on the mat. Do you feel that if you jumped into law school, you could be a lawyer? Like, is this something how your mind works? When you do something that you like or that you pour time in, you just start to excel at it?
I'm almost certain at this point. My coach always tells me my specialty is just learning. Like, wow. When I really love something, man, and I really like want to get into it. Like, I play a lot of video games, right? When a new video game comes out and I really like it, I'm like, I feel like I'm fucking top of the world in that shit. Until it starts to die down for me, and then I stop playing it as much. But usually, like, anytime a new video game comes out, a new competitive video game, I'm always like fucking everybody up. So it just carries over to MMA.
Can you, if you don't mind, could you drop your system?
PS5.
Let's go. If you don't mind, I'll pump this out there, man. What's your handle? Or is that like more you want to? Because you want to just DM it to me then?
I'm gonna just DM it to you. Yeah, it's funny, but it's bad funny.
Oh, okay. Because I wonder how does it, I just Oh, this is a crazy. I'll try to summarize the story fast, but I relapsed recently with video games.
Okay.
My wife, I stopped playing video games in 2013. My system burned out.
Oh, wow.
And it was a good sign. It was a good time to like start dating girls, get out of the house, martial arts, hang out with friends. And I swear the next year I met my girlfriend at the time, and then my current wife in 2014. So she knew zero of my video game past. And I swear, honey, sweetie pie, muffin face, I swear, if she's watching this, she doesn't believe it. My friend who would go to like Halo tournaments, like up and down the East Coast. I got him some nice golf clubs. Doesn't play golf, but I thought it was like a thing you do once you're married. You get your boy some golf clubs. Neither of us really play golf. He went out of his freaking way and got me like, I'm about to cry. He got me a PS5. And
no, man.
Dude.
Yeah. I'll make you realize for sure.
Dude, and I'm going back and playing like Batman. I didn't play the 2015 Batman, the Metal Gear Solid, GTA 5. So I'm like, I'm just getting up to speed on like 2020. Mm-hmm. I just played Marvel, Spider-Man. Like, I still haven't played Morales. Still haven't played the new God of War. Like, the Ghost of Tsushima. And my wife's like, she has no idea. Dude, like, some people watch Netflix.
For sure.
Some people watch Netflix. I'd rather game. I'd rather freaking interact.
Same.
Like, that's like what a drug user said. Like, dude, weed's for Maya, or alcohol's for Maya, or ice cream helps. Well, you watch Netflix. I play video games. Get off my ass. Oh, thanks for listening. But what games are you playing?
Right now, I'm playing COD, a little bit of 2K. Minecraft is always a fun game to hop back on.
2K23?
Yeah, 2K23.
So I just got it. The store dropped in price. So we will definitely have to play that. Okay. What the hell should I do? And I think there's some people who enjoy this conversation. What the hell do I have to do for headset? Like, am I allowed to? What should I do?
Okay. So my headset
is Sony
recently.
Only. Is it Sony only?
No. There was a company I used to use back in the day, like playing PS3, PS4. I haven't really upgraded my headset. I'm kind of just using like Beats right now. They're good enough, but I always used to use Turtle Beach.
Third party will work.
Yeah.
And does it have to be Bluetooth, or can I plug it in?
No, it can. You can plug it into the system.
What if I have so it has to be USB?
No, not USB. If you take your PS5 controller like in the middle. Under here, actually, I got my controller right here, right now.
Okay. I'm trying to look for my headphones.
You see where those shiny squares are?
You know the headphones that have like the volume up, volume down on them?
Uh huh.
Like, will that work? And it's like I can take calls on the like on the phone. Like, will that work as like a headset?
Yeah, those will work. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm gonna talk so much shit to you. Oh my god!
You're talking is the best part of gaming online,
dude. But you got to you can't be the Suns. Like, you can't be. You got to be like the Knicks pre-update. You got to be like the Nets post-trade. Like, you got to be like bad teams. Like, I have not played 2K since 20. Yeah. I think Doncic was on the cover. Yeah. My brother had it, but. Just take it easy on me, man. Okay, I'm talking shit now, but take it easy. And
what's it called? Actually, 2K is one of my worst games. I'm not gonna lie. 2K is like the one game I can never get right, man. My friends are always flaming me on that.
Oh, so now you're sandbagging. Okay, I see how it is. Speaking of sandbagging,
any other game, I'll take any other game. I promise.
So, speaking of sandbagging, have you done many jiu-jitsu tournaments? So, like, is that take me through like what has been your number one, besides your extremely amazing capacity to learn, as your coach said, Coach Tango, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Take me through what's been the biggest formation of your jiu-jitsu skill set. Is it tournaments? Is it class? Is it what is it?
I would say it's mostly class. I have done a few tournaments. I think I have 2 silver medals right now out of like 3 or 4 tournaments. You nice. Know, it's actually a good story. You know Darren LaMontia, right?
Of course.
So I was supposed to enter a tournament with him and a few of my other guys. But the day before, I fucked up my back bad. And it was before a fight that I was supposed to have in March. So I didn't go to it. But what happened was he wasn't he was actually posting me a gold medal. So I mean, it's his gold medal, but you know, the gold medal is technically officially under my name.
You guys,
most of the class,
When you guys roll, is there like as soon as you do the dab up with Darren, the slap and go, is it like a little like extra fire under your keister?
There's never extra fire under me. I'm always like calm, cool. Like
you didn't take everything.
I always do everything like smooth, like a professional. I'm a perfectionist when it comes to this stuff. You know?
I've said this to Kamal, the Sultans, and Darren. It's like, man, you guys are like on this wave. Like the army is being built. The army is being formed. The army is winning these battles. Yeah. Mutant MMA, I'm speaking of. Like, I was speaking just with Kamal. I was like, dude, if you guys are an app, you were just invented in some guy's apartment, and now you're going to like take over like a warehouse, put servers, bandwidth. Like, it's incredible. Like, the world knows Law MMA. The world knows LI MMA. The world knows Belmore Kickboxing. My dude, Mutant MMA is on the freaking rise. It's exciting to see. And I'm just happy to be like conversating with you guys, like be cool with you guys. I don't want to upset Big Mo. Like, that dude is like Conan the Barbarian. Like 1,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago, he was swinging a 50-pound sword, as I was saying to Kamal earlier. Like, dude, like, you guys are on another level in terms of teammanship. Just it's like a family. And Cameron was telling me he lives above the gym. Like, you guys are just breaking down walls, cracking through glass ceilings. The respect is there, man. Do you feel this as it's happening?
Yeah, no, for sure. I see it all like unraveling. We're definitely like the next big team. We are definitely like.
Oh. Jump back in, Carlo. We're going to take a quick commercial break. This break is brought to you by Mutant MMA and Ridiculous Ink. If you need ink, that's Ridiculous. Go to @ridiculous_ink on Instagram and schedule your next ink appointment. All right, guys, back from our commercial break. Thank you to our sponsors, Mutant MMA and Ridiculous_ink, where Kamal Dunkley was just getting some art on his canvas, as known as the body. We are talking to Christian Carlo, who had beautiful artwork on the Flex Fight Series canvas this past weekend, Slick Jiu-Jitsu. You know, they say there's a saying in baseball, chicks dig the long ball. That could be equated to a knockout from baseball to MMA. But there's some dudes who dig really sophisticated jiu-jitsu and ground game, and I'm digging Carlo's ground game. Again, follow him on Instagram @CRS354_. I was asking Christian about, does he feel the army that's being built, the wave that he's on, just this conglomerate of positive energy, hard work, and results? Does he feel that? And Carlo, take it away. And I pray to God your Wi-Fi stays put.
Yep. Me too. So as I was saying, yeah, I definitely feel it like as it's happening, like every event, we just get bigger. We just get like, you know, we make the crowd so much more electric every time, you know, people are, you know, more and more people are coming up, dabbing us up, you know, good work again. They recognize us from before, you know, we're just gonna keep getting bigger, keep getting better. We make each other so much better too. Like you said, it's kind of like a family. I totally agree, man. We're like, we're brothers, you know? So, yeah, man, Mutant to the top, nothing's going to stop us.
Is it it's pretty, it just hit on me now when I was thinking of how big Mo is, and then there's like the army behind him, like he can like shield all of us.
He definitely could.
I love that dude.
He's that big.
And yeah, like it's perfect. Like him holding pads, like that's a sturdy man who's holding pads. Like what better
person? He's such a good pad holder too.
Oh, that's awesome. I love him.
He's so fucking good, man.
I love him. He's the man. Mo is the man. Mo for president. Let's go. King Mo. Wait, there is already a King Mo. We'll call him Emperor Mo.
That sounds better. Sultan Mo.
Sultan Mo. Yeah, we'll reverse his name, like a license or something. But what was I going to say? It's pretty cool that you guys are all around the same weight, no?
Yeah, most of us are around the same weight. Yep.
Dude, how incredible is that? Like, it's like the saying, iron sharpens iron. Like, it's going to be like,
yep.
Like that's actually happening. Like, I don't know. How, take me through some of the grappling rounds. Is the mat just look like a freaking swamp afterwards? Like the windows are bleeding. Like, dude,
in the summer, it definitely looks like ridiculous, man. Like a swamp, basically.
Now, what? Take me through Coach Tango, Bravo, Delta, Call of Duty, Warfare 2, get Christian Carlo. Does Coach Tango, does he like, is it free flowing? Like, take me through his coaching style. Is it free flowing? I've seen many types where the fighters kind of run the practices, or is there like a strict whistle up, down, let's go?
The one thing Tango wants me to keep quiet is his secrets behind the behind closed doors.
Ooh, well, I work for a Denver gym and a New Jersey gym, and I'm coming for that.
You know what they call him in FlexFest? They call him Professor X, man. You know, he's making mutants out of us. So,
oh, that's,
you know,
sick.
We don't want people to know the sauce, you know?
Wow. You are wise, Christensen. All right. What are some of your favorite submissions? It's been told, it's been said that you have an ankle fetish.
Yeah. outside the bedroom, like in the practice room. Legit. So there was, not too far into my training, Tango went over a leg lock series, right? He just gave us his knowledge on leg locks, and it ended up lasting for like a year. And I, you know, like it was like straight leg locks for a year, you know, maybe one day every once in a while we do something more normal, something more basic, but like for a year straight, pretty much just leg locks. And I was there for most of it. I picked that up really well. And I just kind of like, I always jump into legs. I don't know if you remember the second round when I tried to jump pull guard, didn't really work. As he was trying to ground upon me, I was like fucking breakdancing around his legs for like 30 seconds straight. I picked that lesson up really well, or those series of lessons, that year-long lesson. So leg locks, yeah, heel hooks for sure. Can't do that in amateurs, so I kind of just use it as a way to get up, or sometimes I use it as a way to get on top, whatever. A lot of things from guard too, you know, armbar, triangle, omoplata. Well, I'm starting to do omoplatas more now, and we're learning rubber guard now. That I'm going to start using a whole lot more too, because, I'm skinny, flexible, man. Rubber guard is just, it's perfect for my build, you know? I'm really getting into that one. But, I would say favorite submissions, leg locks, arm bars, triangles. Yeah, you know, that sort of thing. A lot of, basically whatever is using my legs. I'm really good at using my legs on the ground.
Now, this is going to be a tricky question. Not really. What do you do? Are you doing any like next level? You know, you saw, who was some of the fighters? George St. Pierre. He would do like gymnastics or swimming. Who else? I don't know. Who's like a good, I don't know. There's some fighters who they just try to like evolve their game by doing something that's like completely different than fighting on the surface, but in the end helps build their game. Are you doing anything to make your ground game or make your fight game like to that next level that's completely different than fighting?
You know what, man? I don't do it for the purpose of fighting. I would say actually like competitive video games really actually help like with my mind. I'm not gonna lie, let me explain for a second, okay? The thing about like, you know, since I started playing competitive games, you know, if I would get pissed or mad, you know, I start making stupid decisions, you know? So from the beginning, I would always know that, like, all right, if I want to fuck this guy up, I need to, like, stay level-headed. I need to just be thinking analytical, calm, cold. And that really transferred into MMA, man. And I realized that even more in MMA because I was always a weaker, skinnier guy. And, you know, I would always realize that, you know, it's just the same as the games, you know. If I try to muscle things and get, you know, emotional, nothing works. It does not work. I have to be perfect. I have to be technical. I have to be analytical, all that stuff, man. So, yeah, I would say, you know, because I play video games a lot. I play competitively a lot. So I think that really translates to MMA.
And folks who may be listening to Christian right now talk because you're a fan of Christian or because you're just a family member of Christian, and you guys be like, man, that is sounds the most bull I've ever heard. No, he's not lying, guys. There's a world champion named Max Bless Holloway who credits like hand-eye coordination and focus. And especially it's an outlet for that type of mind, like to video games. So what Christian is saying is not an excuse for him to lock himself in a room and play 2K or play COD or something. Like, it is an outlet. Like, if we're killing everybody for like enjoyment, like kill everybody who watches Netflix or Prime Video, like video games are more interactive. Like, your hands are doing something. You're not gonna pick at your nails. You're not gonna like scratch at your chin hair. You're not gonna like I've heard this great quote: idle hands do the devil's work. And I kind of apply that to video games. I go, okay, what better way to keep my hands busy than actually hold a controller? Because, like, if I watch the movie The Joker, or if I watch, like, I don't know, Saving Private Ryan, it's like, I don't know, I'm like cracking my knuckles or picking at my chin hair. Like, yeah, video games, you don't have time for that. Like, you got to focus, you're engaged. And
straight focus.
Dude, my nephew's from the age, I don't know if you've heard of this. He did maybe 2 years ago a 24-hour streaming event with his friends. Like, it was a cool thing to do.
Never, man. That's crazy.
Like, dude, that's the age. It's going to that next level. And it's like, I guess Ninja has set the bar. He's like the Floyd Mayweather of gaming.
He definitely like
PewDiePie.
Him too. I forget the word, but they definitely like, you know, really made gaming a lot more of a popular thing, especially like for long periods of time, you know?
And look at the guy who's fighting for a belt. I mean, he's going to get whooped by Nassau's own Aljamain, but Sugar Sean, I heard he does well playing video games as like a career. Like, he's done Fortnite tournaments. So it's like, I think people are understanding it. Like, it's on ESPN. I don't know if it's still on ESPN, but I saw it on ESPN, like eSports. So it's like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
I
watch a couple too.
You playing any, you plan on doing any like tournaments? Like,
what, for video games or
yeah, like jiu-jitsu? Anywhere? Good question. video games. Like, can you go anywhere in New York and like have a belt? Like, have a jersey with your, like, your handle?
So I've been to one video game tournament. I used to play a lot of Smash in the day, in my high school days.
Dude, you have to meet my nephew. He just won a tournament in Nassau. It was at, like, this hangar. What the hell was it called? It was, like, a space place, but they turned into Retro Grayman tournament. He won in Smash. If you're that good, what are you going to say? What are you going to say?
I'll bring him on anyway. If I train for 2 days, I'll be the champion in Smash and MMA. Fuck it.
Now, I'm the guy who hangs out on like the far platform on Smash, like either Falcon Punch just charging, waiting for you, or I'm Samus waiting for you. Like, I'm just charging, ready, and then send you. But it's like, yeah, I'm not that great, but like, I'll get a kill or two.
You know what, man? I would say I have the same style in Smash. I run Greninja, and I'm fucking all over. I'm speedy. I'm like, I'm on my combos. you know, I'm poking from a distance, coming in, coming out, all that stuff. So yeah, man, like it really, I think it really all translates, man.
I agree. And I'm kind of glad my friend dragged me to the theater. I went to visit him in Florida and I was like, yo, bro, I got to see John Wick. You can go see Super Mario. He goes, no. He goes, you're seeing Super Mario with him. After I saw it, and it was pretty funny. Like, they did a good job at putting in humor. I think they're going to do like some, I hope they do, like a real live action Link. I hope they do like a really cool Metro. I think it's Metro Prime or whatever the Samus story is. They should do some
Metroid.
Metroid. They should do some cool stories with the Nintendo characters. Like,
sure, yeah.
What movies you into?
I'm not a big movie guy.
Not even the John Wicks? Not even Avengers?
I mean, you know what, man? If I had to say, yeah, the Avengers. Are the Avengers up to Endgame? I haven't really kept up since then.
Well, that's the last one.
Yeah. No, I mean like the whole MCU.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. You sound like my brother. My brother said that. He goes, watch. He goes, they're going to do like a whole bunch of stuff. Like, did you hear the DC news that they're this Flash movie? Don't spoil it if you've seen it. Please, please. No. They're supposed to reset the whole universe because they told Batman he's too old and Ben Affleck doesn't want to work with them anymore. And Aquaman and Wonder Woman are on the fence. I'm like, that's such a corporate way to like reset. So like,
yeah, you know, man, I always thought Marvel was better.
I hope, you know what would be my dream movie? Oh my goodness. If they put Joaquin Phoenix Joker in Robin Pattinson Batman world, if they combined them, an old Joker, young Batman.
Uh-huh.
But I heard Lady Gaga's in the sequel and I was like, all right, this could be interesting. Hello.
Yeah, I think you cut out there.
So, what's the animal you have behind you?
It's a cockatiel. Good type of pet. He's kind of jumpy right now.
Does he speak back to you?
No, he doesn't speak, but he whistles a couple songs. Not any songs I know, but
no way. Like, if you could get him to whistle, man,
I can't. Do it right now. He's like playing around right now.
Work on getting him the what was it, the Ying Yang Twins whisper song. Wait, that's not a whistle song. What's a whistle song? I don't know. There's a whistle song. Oh, what the hell is it? Maybe it's Dipset.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Carlo, I enjoy this conversation. We will fast forward into the video game sphere very soon. I will get your handle privately. Again, Christian Carlo at CRS354 underscore. It sounds like one of Elon Musk's children. No joke. He like named his children like Xenix 543. He's a product of Mutant MMA Fighter. Unless you want to give a shout out, what does your handle stand for?
Nothing. CRS sounds like Chris, and 354 were just random numbers. This was my original PlayStation 3. What's it called? My original PlayStation 3 name. I was a kid, you know. I just, you know, CRS sounds like Chris, and then 354 some random numbers. Oh, I didn't want to put 123 because it's a little basic.
I thought it was like an area code. I was like, wait, where is this? This guy from Canada?
Random numbers, man. You know what? I'll come up with a better story for the 354.
I'm gonna call you Canada Chris.
Yeah, cool.
I'm gonna wait. Where would you guess? I'm gonna Google right now. Where do you think the 354? Wait, what the hell?
354?
I think I just shared the screen.
I don't see it.
Oh, what the hell? I was like, you're gonna see all my porn bookmarks. I'm gonna say it's Ontario. What do you say?
Ontario, go Nebraska.
It's a good guess.
called 354
no
Nebraska thing.
Way. I swear I guessed.
Get the fuck out of here.
Montreal.
Oh, okay, all right. That's
pretty
fucking close though.
I know, it's pretty close. I'm gonna call you Canada Chris. what would your nickname be?
Oh man. Nickname, man, we're gonna have to find
Killer
out
Carlo?
Another time. Too basic. I want something unique. Really unique.
Christian Converter Carlo.
You know what? My coach has been trying to push me. Christian the Confirmation. Like, because Christian is like a religious thing, the
oh
confirmation.
My God. Literally,
I've made
oh
up
my God.
I've made up a couple like submissions, like, you know, out of nowhere, and my coach has called them like the baptism and stuff like that. He's really trying to push that. So I don't know.
Oh my God. I'm gonna feed gimmick. That. I'm gonna feed that to the broadcast team on your next fight. We're like, guys, if he hits this, it's the baptism or the what would it be? The holy water. I don't know, like
something, man, something, yeah. I gotta come up with my own unique jiu-jitsu system.
Incredible, brother. Well, this was very flowy. I really do appreciate your time. If I could get in one more question, what
yep.
is your future goal in 1 year, 5 year, 10 years?
Good question, man. 1 year, just be a million times better than I am now, and every year after that, the same thing. 5 years from now. 5 years from now, I'm almost certain I'm going to be pro. I don't know if that's like a normal amount of time. I've been training for 3 years now. But, yeah, definitely feeling like I'm going to be pro. 10 years, man, 10 years, I'll be definitely UFC champion. Maybe greatest of all time. Who knows? You know, maybe I have to retire to get that. Maybe I could just get that, you know, from kicking everybody's ass. But, yeah, big aspirations for me.
Incredible. Christian at CRS354_Carlo on Instagram, a product of Mutant MMA Fighter. Slick submission win, as you saw this past weekend, Flex Fight Series 24. Christian, my dude, like, now I'm going to call you my friend, man. It's like everybody, I don't know what the hell is.
This is a cool ass conversation.
I need to
man.
Get a mutant.
I wasn't expecting
t-shirt,
that
man.
From an interview.
This is incredible. Christian, I appreciate the time, man.
Yep. Yeah, man. Always.
Man, that might be the most interviews I've conducted in a 90-minute span. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I, of course, enjoy mixing up with D-Money, with Kamal, with Canada Chris. Great time. Love the guys. Always respect the fighters. They're doing something that not many people can do, but everybody should respect. And that's it, man. MMA is not a sport. You can't play MMA. It's fighting. You can't play fighting. You fight. You can play basketball. You can play baseball. You can play football. You can't play fighting. It's real. It's as real as it gets. And everybody should really respect that and not try to deter somebody from trying to achieve something that very few can achieve. They should propel them and kind of support them mentally, physically, spiritually. If that's just somebody sitting in the chair in your family who's fighting, just to massage their shoulders or maybe get them a nice meal. Maybe understand as best as you can what they're going through and level with them, relate with them. Because it is a wild thing. Everybody sees this. They see the $2 million pay-per-view by the McGregors, the Diaz. But what they don't see is the grind that goes around that and how they got to that point. And more people need to recognize this sport. Fighters slowly but surely are getting paid correctly, as they should. And in my heart of hearts, I believe this is going to be the biggest sport in the world. So, from my mouth to God's ears. Guys, Flex Fight Series 24 was this past weekend. Fast forward to Combat at the Space. I'm going to sneak in somebody's duffel bag to get in. I can't wait to see all the local guys, everybody that I've shared some time with, compete at a high level. Yeah, man. We're living each and every day. So I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening, viewing, subscribing at Ike the Gun, everything. Your boy's out. Peace.